Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, August 19th, and ending on Sunday, August 25th. And we do have, on Monday, the Aquarius full moon coming in at 2:26 p.m. As it turned out, this is the actual date that I keep getting wrong on my earlier podcast for the opening of the Democratic National Convention. And the chart for this Aquarius full moon is fantastic, as it shows exactly what's going to be going on in that. And so I have the actual podcast for that moon separately. And the aspects that we're seeing coming in on Monday are all in that chart. I mean, the early morning, Venus in Virgo square, Jupiter in Gemini, Moon in Aquarius trine, Mars in Gemini, and Venus opposing Saturn, Venus in Virgo opposing Saturn in Pisces, all coming in between 1 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. on that morning, still applying to this chart of the full moon. And as we rise up in Eastern time zone, we have Moon in Aquarius moving to oppose retrograde Mercury in Leo, 12:32 p.m. Now, this is also a very telling aspect in terms of politics, because the moon usually represents a female. Aquarius is for the people, for the group, for the new and, you know, unusual way, opposing Mercury, which rules Gemini, retrograde, not is going backwards in the sign of Leo. And that is a really good description for the Republican opponent at this point anyway. So, but for all of us in our lives, what we're going to find is that people who are very attached to old dramas or old relationships are having difficulty with the energy that wants to explore new inventive territories and ideas, and the Leo energy, which is of course demanding loyalty, as it is, you know, the king of beasts, Leo the lion, and the opposition to Aquarius is always about freedom, you know, the loyalty versus freedom. And as that is coming in very shortly after, the sun in Leo at this time is squaring the ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, in Taurus, 12:45 p.m. And the moon will come in quickly after and square that Uranus as well. And it will form a T-square, the sun opposition, the moon, and both square Uranus when we get to 2:26 p.m., which is the time of the full moon in the Eastern Daylight Time. So there is so much against, you know, cooperation here on this day. It for us as individuals, it's not a great day to try to push things in our own realm, particularly about values and money. And we may be seeing geophysical issues, and, you know, there can be a lot of conflicts and challenges and oppositions here. When it gets to the full moon chart, it is fascinating, though. I hope you will listen to that. It's just an amazing demonstration of how astrology would have told us, if we had been able to see the future, exactly what would be happening for the Democratic Party today. Now, we also have Jupiter going square Saturn, and that will be in the chart as well, as an approaching aspect, and that comes in for us at 5:46 p.m. So the idea here with this square in the mutable signs is the idea of the expanded information being blocked by naysayers, skeptics, people who are afraid of being victims. And then the moon is void, of course, for this after the full moon at 2:26 p.m. It's a void, of course, moon in Aquarius till 6:52 p.m. on Monday when the moon enters Pisces and goes right to join Saturn at 10:45 p.m. Goes all the way to Tuesday evening, 10:45 p.m. So you can expect, and you know this, I mean, this is always what happens. If you want to watch television and listen to everybody, it's going to be, you know, again, the Piscean energies, the emphasis on victims, it'll be a downer. There'll be ideas of skeptic, you know, and fear that will be prevalent. So just be aware of that. And that's pretty much your atmosphere on Tuesday with this moon in Pisces. You know, so be aware, you know, you can indulge it or you can stay above it. Pisces is the ocean. You don't have to sink to the bottom. You can get a boat and, you know, cruise on the surface and look at the sky instead. Moon in Pisces on Tuesday squares Jupiter in Gemini. Yeah, so it's bringing back the Jupiter square to Saturn. We've got the Saturn square and then the moon square Jupiter, 11:10 p.m. And unfortunately, moon in Pisces will also have an opposition until 2:44 a.m. to Venus in Virgo on Wednesday morning is when that comes in. So here's where we get that, you know, desire for order and practicality. And the moon is sort of drifting away and hiding behind the coral reef. You know, it just isn't interested in that kind of energy. And then the moon squares Mars in Gemini, 4:34 a.m. And if you're up, which you might be if you're way out west of the United States or Canada or South America, you're going to be finding that those issues that were so frustrating and difficult are getting to the point where someone will express a very hot communication and show the anger. And so let's also know that we may be seeing that in dreams as well. Wednesday, things ease up a bit, though, as the moon in Pisces sextiles Uranus and Taurus at 2:32 p.m. Now, that is more optimistic and open to changes and getting intuitive and psychic messages. You know, it's interesting, though, we're coming to the point where we are going to have next week, we're going to be talking about the retrograde of Uranus and Taurus, the last of the, you know, big, long, you know, time in a sign, outer planets, finally getting us into the, all of those are retrograde kinds of energy. That is going to also be the week that Mercury goes direct. So it's really a lot of adjusting all the time now, don't you feel? No matter what's going on. I mean, there was a huge, if you don't know about this, you really do need to pay attention. There was a huge breach of information. And it's very likely that your information was part of it. And so there's lots of things that one has to do, and this can be what goes on for you during the beginning of the week, trying to secure the passwords that would leave you open. And also making sure you've got, you know, a lot of things that are giving you two ways, and, you know, sending a text message to your cell phone or to a certain email will be exceedingly more important and helpful. And this is just the way it is right now. And one of the first things, if you don't have an Equifax or one of those Experian or something like that accounts where they lock the ability for anyone to take a new card out or use your credit information for any purpose at all, have it, lock it now. It is really, I mean, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings, but, you know, this is our world. We have relied so much. And I was talking to a friend earlier, speaking of the moon in Pisces and all these energies, and when we get past the sextile to Uranus and Taurus, which is, you know, kind of like a good time until 2:32 p.m. on Wednesday to get all that squared away, any password changes affecting financial Taurus, we're going into the moon conjunction Neptune in Pisces, 5:54 p.m., and, you know, Piscean energy, again, this is so, you know, polarized within its own self, the sign, you know, going into the creative and the spiritual and the mystical and all the psychic visions and all of this, which can be used in such a positive way if one is in a positive mood. And then there's that fish that's swimming down, again, as I said, to the bottom of the ocean. And it gets to be, you know, substance abuse, fantasy, you know, faux news, and, you know, just a state of confusion. So this is, you know, a time to be aware of this, and the fact that the reason there's so much of this going on is simple. It's sort of like, you know, the guys who were robbing the coaches, you know, that used to go, you had to take a coach from town to town, and, you know, a couple of guys on a horse with guns or something would show up and grab all your stuff. We have a society now that is so skewed. Talk about polarity. You know, I was thinking about how, you know, not only did it not trickle down, but they literally built a dam, you know, and kept all the water in their reservoir and just let little tiny bits out now and then. People are desperate, and desperate people do desperate things. And to me, if we could just ever get it into the Aquarian age idea of having everybody win, it would be the fruition of the paradigm shift in 2020, where Saturn joined Pluto in the hierarchical sign of Capricorn. And this is what we're seeing now. We're seeing the desire of the old way of power and number one. And Pluto is also vast sums of money, by the way. It's also lords of the underworld and such like that. Hidden things, hidden transactions, and hidden information. So Saturn is bringing the karmic energy to this, to the structures that have been built. And it's a few thousand years, you know, so it's not going to go in a blink of an eye. And certainly there are plenty of people invested in the old paradigm. So if you want to know why there's a campaign that says we're not going back, and another one that's saying, yes, you are, and we're legislating a lot of going back right now, just to show you, this is the paradigm shift, out picturing in the world. And you get to empower whichever one you empower. You know, within you as an individual is your vision and your energy, which they don't like you to actually know, but that's a truth. So, you know, we get to make our own decisions. And sometimes you have to disconnect from everything in order to allow yourself to go into or get a Bach flower remedy to take all the fears and worries and anger out of your mental vibration so that you can receive something. Just an important thing for you to know. And then you can take your actions from that point of view. I think the beginning of the week of August 19th and that full moon in Aquarius is going to be a strong opportunity for you to start looking at things that way instead of following what's being said anywhere in the world. You know, somebody said something on Facebook at one point in a comment, and I said, could you please tell me a time in history when the powers that be were not lying to us? And he couldn't. So, I mean, let's face it, this has been a long slog, as I said, a couple of thousand years. People want to stay in power if they have power. So, Moon in Aries comes in at 7:02 p.m. on Wednesday. And the Moon in Aries sextiles retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 7:21 p.m. We may be going back over, once again, some of the transformations, some of the new ideas that started in January of this year. And after this, the Moon will be going to a very positive aspect on Thursday. It will take a long time to reach, but it is the Moon in Aries sextile to Jupiter in Gemini, and that comes in at 12:05 a.m. on Friday. So that's, I guess I said, it's a long time to get to it after 7:21 p.m. It's over 24 hours, right? It's a long time. But it is an optimistic sweep. Now we were down in the dumps, and now we're up in the air. And we're ready to go. You know, we want it to happen. We're empowered, hopefully, with our positive visions. On Thursday morning, the Sun leaves Leo and moves into Virgo, 10:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 22nd day this year. That's why you never know if you're born on the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd. Sometimes it could even slip into the 23rd. What sign you are if you don't get your birth chart done. And and in the morning you're a Leo until 10:55 a.m. and then you're a Virgo on Thursday, the 22nd. All right, so Virgo, yes. So this is our mutable Earth energies. This is the domain of the priestess. You see her in the image of the goddess of grains holding up that ever-important sustenance, agriculture, the grains. And, you know, this is Virgo's point of view. At this point, we start to think about next year, but also the coming winter. And we start preserving things, or, you know, taking a look at how we can make things work. We start into the knowing of the lowering of the light in the northern hemisphere. And so mainly everything I say with astrology is unfortunately more appropriate in the northern hemisphere, which we did impose upon the whole world. They're going into the summer now. We're going into the fall. They're going into summer. So, you know, it's here, unfortunately, that we'll be able to resonate more with what I'm saying. But the sign of Virgo itself is the ruler of the cycles. The cycles, we hope, will continue. You know, we are looking now at a time when, you know, we're having aberrations in the cycles. You know, way too hot, way too much, way too cold. You know, everything is getting a little bit out of the bounds that Virgo had set so long ago. The story of the goddess of grains is the story of the agricultural seasonal cycle. And it's also the sign of getting to a point in your own development where you are complete within the self. And I talked about getting your own messages. You mustn't be a slave to anything. You know, they use the phrase a slave to no man, but for the virgin energy. But it is also to things that control you, any type of addiction that you may have, to a situation, to a person, to a substance, anything like that, means that you're not complete in the self and making your own decisions in the moment. So this is a time when the sun's rays are coming through to show us where we're not acting the truth of our complete self. And that's the purity of the virgin. It's unadulterated. It's not celibate. And so we're in that cycle, and it's a cycle that deals with work. And it used to be the sign that we went back to school in the ancient days of my childhood. That was after Labor Day. That was the Monday after Labor Day. Oh, no, it's Labor Day. That means, you know, the day after we have to go to school. So now I see kids going back in August, and That's an interesting thing that somebody decided, but here is the time where we start making those kinds of actions in our lives. We still want to be out there playing around while Leo is, you know, the energy. Come on, let's have fun. Let's go to the this and the that and the concert and the, you know, whatever kind of game, you know, let's play tennis, let's go to the beach. Virgo is when we start putting, as I said, putting things away, preserving, organizing. Maybe we're going to even start getting rid of things. We're going to want to make things work. We may have a goal that we already have in mind for the coming year of 2025, and so we want to start organizing for that. With the sun in Virgo. This is what we'll be doing. And so let's see when that is going to shift, and we will have that shift at the time of equal day in light. Equinox is what that means. And that is going to take place this year when the sun enters the sign of Libra on the, 22nd to 23rd. It could be the 22nd for most of us this year. And because it starts out that Sunday in Eastern time at 29 degrees of Virgo. And by the time we get to midnight on Monday, it's at 0, Libra 27. So it's almost up to the first degree. So that is when the last half of the solar cycle begins, and we go into the darkest half of the year. And that's when we really start looking at letting go and changing things. So we're in sort of get things set up, get things in order, and looking for how to make things work in the time of Virgo. on the day of the 22nd, as we're moving towards that very upbeat aspect that will help us start our Virgo quest. Venus in Virgo is going to square Mars in Gemini, and that comes in late, 11:20 p.m. So again, this is like, you know, difficult for relationships and conversations. And, you know, both Virgo and Gemini are teaching signs. Actually, the third mutable sign, Gemini, goes also to Sagittarius. And so those three are really all teaching signs, because we want to move into more, we want to change something in the mutable signs. And yet Virgo is much more practical and analytical. I mean, Gemini can be very logical, actually, but it can also be very scattered and go into all different kinds of ideas, where Virgo is maybe, you know, got the list and knows exactly what she wants to do, and somebody comes in and says, well, why don't we try this? Or why don't we, you know, and that can frustrate both people. So it's not just Virgo who gets frustrated. Gemini will be pretty frustrated too. And with Mars there, it can get angry and say things. But Virgo can be very critical too. You know, when the signs are out of balance because they're upset, they show their lesser qualities, let's say. And that's what Venus and Mars are doing on this 22nd in Virgo and Gemini. So off we go to Friday, and we do have a sweep of good energy for the moon in Aries. Yes, it'll be a little different once we have Pluto retrograde back into Capricorn, which is fairly soon also. But right now, it's a beautiful time. We have that overnight sextile to Jupiter and to Mars. At 7:21 a.m. is the moon in Aries, sextile Mars in Gemini coming in. You might be really waking up early and your mind will be going full speed ahead. You know? There will be absolutely all kinds of information coming and going. And the moon will move on from that to make a trine to retrograde Mercury in Leo at 8:44 a.m. So it's very busy, very active. Maybe you're looking back. Maybe somebody from the past is getting in touch with you. All of this can be going on real early on Friday morning. And then, moon in Aries is void, of course, until 8 p.m. So you want to get ahead. You want to keep moving. You want to be first in line. You know, Aries moon. You can do that. As you're in void, of course, nothing's stopping you. And the moon enters Taurus at 8 p.m. and we settle down for the night. The moon squares retrograde Pluto in Aquarius just for 17 minutes. As you know, we say to ourselves, I don't want to, please don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything. I just want to sit here and enjoy my digestion. But then we have the harmony of the lights, moon in Taurus trine, the sun in Virgo, 10:22 p.m. Yeah, very nice. Very nice evening to feel the ease of the inner state of being as well as relationships on the outer. We have Mercury sextile Mars from Leo to Gemini going on till 12:31 a.m. So there may be some romantic or conversational interactions that are pleasing, pleasant. And we have a whole day Saturday as we are waiting for the moon in Taurus to complete an aspect that is a sextile, which is a helpful opportunity, to retrograde Saturn in Pisces. That completes on Sunday at 12:46 a.m. Eastern Time. So the moon in Taurus is a helpful opportunity, is trying to give Saturn's fears and worries and skepticism a little bit of reassurance in whatever way Moon in Taurus wishes to do that at this point in time. But there is a square for Taurus Moon to the retrograde Mercury in Leo at 9:25 a.m. on Sunday. So values, you know, how to communicate about things, or especially finance, is not a good time for a conversation like that, but a great time for a conversation, particularly about money and how to deal with stuff, is going to be when the Moon in Taurus is trine Venus in Virgo until 3:03 p.m. on Sunday. A change, a surprise. Does it have to be bad? No. Can it be unsettling? Yes. But its Moon joins Uranus and Taurus, and exact at 6:15 p.m. So you might want to be just a little bit careful with your movements and, you know, things, and know that other people aren't. And, you know, you may be having to adjust to something. And, you know, that's difficult for the fixed signs. Taurus is the most fixed of the fixed signs in terms of physical expressions and Earth, right? So we do have, you know, put your feet up and relax moment, or a romantic dinner moment when we have the Moon in Taurus sextile to retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 9:40 p.m. Very gentle way to end the evening in Eastern time. Moon enters Gemini at 11:04 p.m. on Sunday the 25th, trines retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 11:17 p.m. And, you know, we may have some thoughts again about some changes that have happened over the time since January. But Monday will bring us the Moon's square to the Sun in Taurus. It will come in early at 5:26 a.m. on Monday, and we will enter the fourth quarter lunar phase. We've been in the right after the full moon phase, the third quarter, where we're giving out of the things we've learned, the harvest, and now we're going into that accountability, authenticity energy, and how we're going to start looking at what we want to change and shift. And so we'll be talking about that next time. And we'll have Mercury going direct on the 28th. And we'll be mentioning that, of course, and it'll be in Leo for a bit. And then we have Venus shifting to Libra next week. And the retrograde of Uranus will take place on Sunday the 1st of September, the same day that Pluto retrogrades back into Capricorn. So that's a week of shifts for sure. And we'll talk about it next time. And I'll say goodbye for now.